but people tell me it's the most fun you can have with your clothes on. The Steve Gruber Show, God Bless America, for Thursday, September 26, 2019. Good to have you here. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the battle over car insurance in Michigan, apparently not over. Thousands gather in downtown Lansing to push back against the new law. Number two, don't throw out your e-cigarettes, at least not quite yet. The first of what is likely to be a flurry of lawsuits has been filed against the state, arguing it doesn't have the authority to outlaw flavored vape liquids. And besides, it's already illegal for kids, they say. And number one, Justin Amash, the soon-to-be former congressman from Michigan's 3rd Congressional District, will be remembered for all time. And the one who gave Nancy Pelosi 218 vote in the House to move forward with impeachment against the 45th president. He will also be remembered as the guy who secured the state of Michigan for Donald Trump. Bet it. Bank on it. It's nearly a certainty. Yeah, that's right. Justin Amash, the former Republican, who has made no pretenses about being a Democrat any further, has jumped ship, joining 217 Democrats. The only other person joining them, Justin Amash. No Republicans have joined. In pursuit of impeachment, based on apparently a phone call and then a memorandum about that phone call, where Democrats and the media had claimed that President Trump had tried to strong arm the president of Ukraine into doing what he wanted, which is investigate Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Otherwise, he wasn't going to give him military aid. None of that borne out in the document released. It's a memorandum of a telephone conversation, not a transcript because there is no recording. It's a memorandum of, the way I understand it, four people. And now the whistleblower that started all of this conversation a few days ago, trying to remain hidden, trying to remain anonymous, good luck with that, declassified by order of the president September 24, 2019, was this memorandum. And not only is Joe Biden not mentioned eight times, he's not mentioned 7, 6, 5. He's only mentioned one time. And the media and others tried to have us believe that I'm asking you for a favor. I'd like you to do us a favor. But he doesn't talk about Bob Mueller at all at that point. He talks about CrowdStrike and corruption and the things that went on in 2016 negatively impacting what happened. And he does ask about Joe Biden. I will read you the relevant portion of the memorandum of the telephone conversation from July 25th, 2019. Here's the relevant portion. The other thing, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution. And a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the attorney general would be great. Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution. So if you can look into it, it sounds horrible to me. He didn't even say that did President Zelensky of Ukraine. He didn't say he'd actually looked into it. I want to tell you about the prosecutor. First of all, I understand and I'm knowledgeable about the situation. Since we have won the absolute majority in our parliament, the next prosecutor general will be a 100% my person, my candidate, who will be approved by the parliament. He or she will look into the situation, specifically the company that you mentioned in this issue. The issue of the investigation of the case is actually the issue of making sure to restore the honesty. So we will take care of that. And we'll work with the investigation on the case. There you have it. There you have it. And the Democrats, plus Justin Amash, think that that conversation in and of itself is enough. Well, not in and of itself anymore. In fact, I guess they've moved the goalposts. They said yesterday in and of itself that was enough to warrant impeachment of the president. And now there's claims that if there was a secret vote, 30 Republican senators would vote to impeach Donald Trump. 30. Of course, it's a complete bald-faced lie. Complete bald-faced lie, that is. But here, listen to Chuck Schumer. You can listen to Chuck Schumer in real time move the goalposts away from this memorandum that was supposed to be so telling and show a quid pro quo. If you do this, then we'll give you your military aid. And if you don't expect any money. Well, none of that happened, of course. Just like the president said, it didn't happen. But here's Chuck Schumer, bite number nine. Bite number nine, moving the goalposts in real time. Listen to this.
Getting the transcript is a good step, but is the complaint we need. That is the gravamen of this resolution. It is the whistleblower's complaint, not the transcript, that we need and are asking for in this resolution.
Not the transcript. You see, we've seen the transcript. It says nothing. So, all right. So what is in the whistleblower complaint? Well, according to Chris Stewart, a Republican from Utah, who saw the whistleblower complaint, not much. He was on with Laura Ingraham last night, along with Jim Jordan of Ohio, the three of them talking about this whistleblower complaint after Chuck Schumer conveniently moves the goalposts, as they always do. It's bite number 11 today. Bite 11. Go.
If you read this, it's snarky. It is. It claims something expansive that at the end of the day just...
It's kind of doing... It sounds like the whistleblower is doing what some of the Democrats are doing in discussing what this is all about. I mean, it's a spin, always the worst possible light for the president.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you can read this, and it's pretty clear to
me. How long is it?
6 or 7 pages.
And is it like handwritten notes from the whistleblower?
No, no,
is it interview notes typed up? What
is
it?
You know, it's funny. We were kind of laughing because it looks like a Fusion GPS product, actually.
It's
a very well organized, well written document that makes one supposition. But it's all based on this one thing.
It is the phone call. It's not multiple other events, because we read earlier this week there were multiple events involving this.
This so-called whistleblower tells the inspector general some indicia of an arguable political bias. Now, who the heck talks like that?
Some indicia of an arguable political bias. Nobody talks like that. Unless you're trying to make a case, which, by the way, was rejected by the acting DNI. He will be on the hot seat today in front of Congress. I look forward to it. Dan McGuire will be up there, the acting DNI. So I look forward to that. Should be good. But if you want some good reporting on this, Kimberly Strassel and others doing good reporting, having read DOJ's Trump Ukraine release, here's the real story. This is another internal attempt to take out a president on the basis of another non-smoking gun. As to call a transcript itself, Trump's actual favor is the Ukraine's look backward to what happened in the 2016 election. A legitimate ask, by the way, since election meddling looks to have come from both Russia and Ukraine. Indeed, this is a big enough issue that we find out this morning that U.S. Attorney John Durham is looking at what role the Ukraine played in the FBI investigation. That's right. John Durham was already looking here. It is actually Zelensky who brings up Rudy Giuliani, say they can't wait to meet him. And it's Zelensky who references that investigation as he goes on to promise that all investigations will be done openly and candidly. That's the truth about all of this. Trump says good and then mentions Biden's son and about bragging about the prosecution. This is not going to go the way that the Democrats want. It's like, you know, Charlie Brown trying to kick the football. Good luck, Wile E. Coyote. 14 after, back after this.
Want to lose 4 inches in just 2 weeks? You can with Wyckoff Wellness and Verju Laser Treatments. The Verju is cutting-edge laser technology that melts away the fat and sculpts your body. Treatments take less than an hour. Sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, or upper arms with the Verju Laser. And Verju is specially priced this month. What are you waiting for? Verju is FDA approved, and Wyckoff Wellness has the only Verju in Michigan. Call now, 517-333-7270, or log on to WyckoffWellness.com.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling three jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.